Well, Rory, suppose disappointing. Score 19 points and to be on the losing side.
Look, the number one, disappointing to lose, and yeah, as you say, look, to concede four goals and you know, lose a game, you know, having scored 19 points. But look, that doesn't happen us too often, and you know, I'd be pretty confident we know why some things happened today. But at the same time, you always like to win.
Yeah, happy enough with the first half. I'm sure it was that period, the start of the second half, that they got the goals that proved the difference.
Aye, happy with the first half, in particular the first 18 or 19 minutes, you know. But after that, you know, Cork got a wee bit of initiative in the start of the second half, they pulled away a wee bit, you know.
Yeah. How big a priority was today's game for you?
Well, I think everybody knows, you know, in intercounty football, the championship's a priority, you know. The league is preparation for it, and this was an extension of it, you know. It was a wee bit of a bonus game, but you know, our training and our focus all year is geared towards Tyrone in the 70th May, and a game today, I suppose in some ways you take it as it comes. It's not a priority, it's not a goal of yours at the start of the year to reach a National League final.
It lacked the intensity that you're going to get in a championship game, obviously.
Well, there's no doubt about that. It's probably eerie playing in Croke Park with so few there, but you know, there's no doubt the game in general lacked that bite.
Yeah, having said that, there's positives, I'm sure.
Look, you know, there's lots of positives. We made a decision to give Andy Thompson a game. We had good to get Colin back in for the bulk of the game. Owen got in for his first start as well. You know, there's lots of positives without Michael and Patrick again look sharp up front, and there's an awful lot of pleasing things.
Yeah, and you made a couple of changes from the team that was started or named in the programme. Hugh McFadden for Christy Toy and Owen McHugh for Marty O'Reilly.
Listen, it was down to, we had to put a team in at the start of the week, so we did, you know, and see how the boys were all feeling, and we just wanted to get Owen his first experience of intercounty football, you know.
Yeah. Okay, that's the league wrapped up. You're reasonably happy. Division 1 survival, I suppose that was the target, or you told us at the start of the year. What's the plan now for the next 5 weeks?
Well, the plan now is it's fully, you know, as probably has been all year, and you know, you're leading up to your first round championship match, and we're really looking forward to it, and we're looking forward now. There's a couple of weeks of hard training to come under our belt, and that's part, maybe I'm looking forward to that. The boys mightn't be, you know, but look, they're well used to it, and that's part and parcel of it.
Yeah. And in terms of the squad, is there going to be a relook at that now in the coming weeks?
We said we'd evaluate the squad, you know, we carried a fairly large squad all year. We may make a couple of changes to that, you know, but there's, you know, apart from that, it'll be minimal enough, you know.
Yeah. And in terms of training, any big camps organised away or any?
We have a training camp organised, you know, for the early May, you know, and that's a time where we look forward to doing a lot of work with the players, very much focused on the first round.
Yeah. Neil Gallagher didn't make it today. He's still injured, is he?
He is, yeah. Listen, it's very minor. He trained there yesterday, and you know, he probably could have played if push comes to the shove, but you know, at this stage of the season, when he's got a minor wee knock, it's not worth the risk.
And Paul Durkin wasn't among the subs today either?
No, Paul's just feeling it still a wee bit. You know, he tried to ease into a wee bit of training, he's still feeling it a small bit there, so he is. But so again, it wasn't worth the risk, you know.
Yeah. So disappointed with the defeat, but happy enough with aspects of the performance.
Lots of positives. You know, I think we came down here and we played a lot of really, really good attacking football, so we did, you know. And, you know, in the first half, I thought we were the better team, but, you know, the goals at the end just killed us. Yeah.